Hey everyone, and welcome to the AI Hardware Show. I'm Skylar Monroe, and if you're passionate about the silicon that's powering our AI revolution, you're in the right place. Today's show is brought to you by Limitless AI, helping businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. We've got some massive stories today, from NVIDIA's next-gen Feynman chip breaking size barriers to semiconductor stocks absolutely crushing it, plus some wild news about AI chips heading to space. Let's dive in. All right, let's start with what might be the biggest story in chip packaging right now. NVIDIA's Feynman AI chip is reportedly going to break the CoWoS size barrier, and TSMC is scrambling to get their next-generation CoPoS technology ready by 2028. Now, if you're thinking, what the heck is CoWoS? Don't worry, I've got you covered. CoWoS stands for Chip-on-Wafer-on-Substrate, and think of it like this. Imagine you're building the ultimate gaming setup. But instead of just putting your graphics card in the motherboard, you're creating this multi-layer sandwich where you can pack way more computing power into a smaller space. That's essentially what CoWoS does for AI chips. It lets you stack memory and processing units together in ways that weren't possible before. But here's the thing. There are size limits to this technology, and NVIDIA's Feynman chip is apparently going to smash right through them. This is huge because it means we're looking at AI chips that are going to be more powerful than anything we've seen before. TSMC is so concerned about meeting demand that they're fast-tracking CoPoS, that's chip-on-package-on-substrate, which is like CoWoS's bigger, stronger cousin. The fact that they moved the timeline up to 2028 tells you just how intense the competition is getting. We're talking about chips that could power the next generation of large language models, and the packaging technology to make them happen is evolving at breakneck speed. This isn't just about making chips faster. It's about enabling AI capabilities that simply can't exist with today's hardware limitations. Speaking of TSMC, there's some serious geopolitical drama brewing that could shake up the entire AI chip landscape. Taiwan is considering tougher export restrictions on AI chips to China, and this has investors on edge. TSMC's stock took a hit on this news, and honestly, it makes perfect sense why. Here's the deal. TSMC manufactures chips for pretty much everyone in the AI game, including NVIDIA, AMD, and Apple. They're like the factory that builds the engines for every major car company, except in this case, it's AI chips. China represents a massive market for these advanced semiconductors, so any restrictions could seriously impact TSMC's bottom line. But this goes way deeper than just one company's profits. We're seeing the weaponization of semiconductor technology, where chips have become strategic assets in global competition. Think of it like controlling the oil supply, except instead of fueling cars, these chips fuel artificial intelligence. The Taiwan Export Review is putting TSMC's AI chip growth trajectory under a microscope, and analysts are trying to figure out how much of their valuation is tied to Chinese demand. This is a perfect example of how AI hardware isn't just about technical specifications anymore. Geopolitics is becoming a major factor in chip development and distribution. Companies are having to factor in trade restrictions, national security concerns, and supply chain vulnerabilities when designing their next-generation AI systems. It's a reminder that the AI hardware race isn't happening in a vacuum. It's deeply intertwined with international relations and economic policy. Now, here's a story that sounds like it came straight out of science fiction. NVIDIA is launching AI chips specifically designed for data centers in space. Yes, you heard that right. Space? This isn't just some marketing stunt either. Think about it. Space is the ultimate harsh environment for electronics. You've got radiation, extreme temperature swings, and no atmosphere to help with cooling. It's like trying to run a gaming PC in the middle of a nuclear reactor during a blizzard. Traditional data centers rely on air conditioning and controlled environments. But in space, you need hardware that can handle cosmic radiation without frying itself. NVIDIA's space-grade AI chips need special shielding and error correction capabilities that Earthbound chips simply don't require. But why would you even want AI processing power in space? Well, think about all the data that satellites collect, weather monitoring, GPS, communications, Earth observation. Instead of beaming all that raw data back to Earth for processing, you can run AI algorithms right there in orbit. It's like having a smart assistant floating 200 miles above your head, processing information in real time. This could revolutionize everything from climate monitoring to space exploration. Plus, with companies like SpaceX making space access cheaper, we're looking at a future where orbital data centers might actually become commonplace. The technical challenges are insane. These chips need to be radiation hardened, power efficient, and reliable enough to work for years without any maintenance visits. It's pushing the boundaries of what we consider possible in chip design. Let's talk money for a minute, because the semiconductor sector is absolutely on fire right now. The SOXQ Semiconductor ETF has surged 181%. That's not a typo, 181%. And it's all thanks to the AI chip boom lifting giants like NVIDIA, Broadcom, and AMD. To put this in perspective, if you had invested $1,000 in this ETF, you'd be looking at nearly $2,800 now. That's the kind of growth that makes investors' eyes light up like Christmas morning. But this isn't just random stock market euphoria. There's real substance behind these numbers. NVIDIA alone has become worth more than most countries' entire economies, and it's all because everyone needs their GPUs for AI training. Think of NVIDIA like the company that makes the shovels during a gold rush, except the gold rush is artificial intelligence, and everyone from startups to tech giants needs their shovels. Broadcom is riding high on their AI networking chips, while AMD is finally starting to compete seriously with their MI300 series. The 181% surge reflects something fundamental. We're in the early stages of an AI hardware revolution, and investors are betting big that demand is only going to increase. But here's what's really interesting. This boom is creating a feedback loop. Higher stock prices mean these companies have more capital to invest in research and development, which leads to better chips, which drives more AI applications, which increases demand. It's a virtuous cycle that's reshaping the entire tech landscape. Of course, what goes up can come down, and some analysts are wondering if we're in a bubble. But given how much AI capabilities are improving and how many new applications are emerging, this growth might just be getting started. And that's a wrap on today's AI hardware show. We covered NVIDIA pushing the boundaries with Feynman chips, geopolitical tensions affecting TSMC, AI heading to the final frontier of space, and semiconductor stocks reaching astronomical heights. The AI hardware show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If today's episode got your neurons firing, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with your fellow hardware enthusiasts. You can find links to all the stories we discussed in the show notes, along with some deeper technical dives I think you'll love. Until next time, keep pushing those silicon boundaries.